T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Well, hello there. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. We do Nerd Talk and the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. We're recording a new episode tomorrow featuring an interview with Seattle Sounders former player and all-time awesome dude, Roger Levesque. So that'll go up tomorrow. Prepare yourself. He's also coming on the show tomorrow and a whole bunch more. Boop, 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 boop. How the heck are you? Did you make it through a weekend feeling like you got any actual weekend? Because I don't know how to respond to that. Yesterday was the first time in a long time where Sunday felt like a Sunday, where you have to be like, I gotta go to work tomorrow. For me, it's just an issue of having to get up at the super ass early time in the morning. I love my job. I love coming in. I love doing this. But it was the first time in the, like, almost 2 months I've been home. I'm 8 days short of 2 months at home. Wow, weird. Where that was the feeling that I had. That was bad over the weekend. I went to the gardening store, and I went twice. I wore my mask, and I kept my distance, and I washed my hands, and all that stuff that you're supposed to do. But I realized that no wonder people are going so crazy and protesting. They just want to go outside and do something with other humans. Immediately, though, when I left both times, I felt real bad about it. Though my garden looks dope. Got the tomatoes planted. It's going to be real nice. But that's like the opposite. I'm telling you this because I think it's the opposite approach. I feel like one spring without having stuff to do wouldn't be the end of us. My wife was like, I did some online shopping today. I had to get new pants. You know, we've been trying really hard not to make anyone deliver anything to us and to keep our distance from other people and to, like, when the other neighborhood kids are out playing, not observing these rules, like, we definitely go back inside and stuff because we don't want to spread this. But we have our limits as social creatures. It's tough. And there's no threat of, like, bullets whizzing by your head yet. There are murder hornets. Those sound awful. Wait, have you heard of murder hornets? I go in depth. Hang out.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, the Seattle Times reports more than 15,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, including, sadly, 834 deaths. More than half have occurred in King County, according to new data released by the Department of Health on Sunday. That being said, things do appear to be getting better. And that's great, because everyone's up to speed on the murder hornet, right? Yeah, because they're here, in Washington. Presumably being very murdery.
Cool.
Murder hornet. The big ones are 2 inches long and use huge mandibles. Those are jaws. They use huge mandibles to tear bee heads off of bee bodies. They then feed the carcasses to their babies. My God! The stingers are able to pierce a beekeeping suit, says the New York Times, reporting something that sounds like a Terminator movie from the 90s with hot liquid metal poking into your skin. Great! Now, the governor on Friday laid out a plan for getting the economy restarted, likely kicking off tomorrow. It's a four-phase approach, each phase being a few weeks long, that will continue to significantly limit our ability to gather. But it's only a few weeks away from restaurants reopening at half capacity, so that's a win. And yes, you'll have your dumb golf back. I'm sorry to my friend Ryan, who works at a golf course, and everyone else there, too. I get it. It's just everyone's been so pissy about it. More than 100 state parks will also reopen for daytime use starting tomorrow. Camping's going to be banned for the time being. And not everything will be open, and some of it will have to be limited to keep us from skirting the social distancing rules, because we're really just a bunch of dumb lemmings. Monkey brain!
You just got news.
Something about me that you might not know is that I love comedians. I love comedy, stand-up comedy, jokes, writing jokes, all that stuff. I don't perform any of it myself because terrifying. But I do love the craft and the intimacy, even on the largest stage, the intimacy of one person sharing their dumb jokes with a crowd of people and trying to get them to react to it, trying to almost manipulate is the right word. I really have a great time consuming stand-up comedy to the point where I listen to a bunch of podcasts from stand-up comedians. I was talking with my buddy, a Tacoma comedian. Tacoma has a real hot scene. His name's Casey McLean, and he's lovely, and he's a good dude, and he's good at comedy. And he's up and coming right now, working like a day job, and then doing nights at the, well, formerly doing nights at the Tacoma Comedy Club, which is a premier club in this country. I've been to places all over. Tacoma Comedy Club is the jam. Anyway, it's all shut down right now, but they're doing online shows. Casey hosted one for some comedians that I like, including one of my favorites, Joe List, out of New York City, and they had 900 people streaming it online. He told me they did this really cool thing where they had like a very small number of fans that could hop on. I would imagine you have to vet those fans to make sure they're not jerks. They could hop on so you actually had an audience laughing. And so you're telling jokes not just to other comedians who are going to laugh because they don't want to hear no laughs when they're up, but also to some fans that are there. What an experience. What a weird way the world has changed. Hey, and if you're good enough in Tacoma, why not link up with some New York and LA comics? Because really, the only thing bridging the gap now is talent. Because we have everything connected via digital devices, right? I'm really excited to see what happens with this art form and how it changes. Though I personally believe that once we all get to start going back to our normal lives, once everyone's kind of back to normal's going to change, but like, you know, to the day-to-day where we're not constantly in fear of coronavirus, even though we probably should be. Once we get back to that, I think that we're going to forget all about all of these 2 months. If you haven't lost your job, if you haven't whatever, you're not going to, like, in 6 days after you get to be free again, you're going to be like, well, I'm off to the gym, going to hug my friend, going to get drunk at the bar, I'm going to try and sleep with that person. It's going to like all come right back. And before we know it, we're going to be right back in this mess again. Optimism. Anyway, happy May the 4th. It's May the 4th be with you is what they say. It's Star Wars Day. And I've been reflecting on it. And I think that only half of the Star Wars movies are even actually any good. I love most of them. Episode 2 is the worst. Episode 3, not great. Episode 9, I love as a movie, but as a part of a bigger picture and having to wrap up 30 or 40 years of cinema, it is short of the mark. Episode 11, man, so good. I just read that I can never say his name right. There's my kid yelling in the background. That Taika Waititi is going to write and direct a new Star Wars movie, says consequenceofsound.net. Taika Waititi? I never know. He did Thor Ragnarok. He did Black Panther. He did Jojo Rabbit. Yeah. And now he's going to do a Star Wars film, and suddenly my interest has piqued. But I'm curious to see how you're going to fill your day of May the 4th. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Well, may the 4th be with you. It's May the 4th, so everything everywhere will be all Star Wars-y. I mean, like, everywhere. You can watch all the films, though, today, including Episode 9, The Rehash of Skywalker. Thanks to Disney Plus releasing everything for the big event, especially as we're all in lockdown. Now, if you wanted to see them all in one day, you're running very late already. I recommend skipping Episode 2, maybe 8 and 9. I'm more excited, honestly, for the conclusion of the Clone Wars animated series waiting for me now. Stupid radio show getting in the way. Now, a University of Washington business kid found a way to take blemished fruit and save it from the landfill, turning it instead into smoothie powder, reports a cool story at geekwire.com. I don't know. Now look, this dude started his 2050 smoothie company. They freeze-dry fruit with small imperfections that keep it from selling in stores. Then he grinds it up and makes it into some sort of powder to add to your breakfast elixir. Seriously, good job. And finally, hey, let's hear it for the ozone layer. No, for real, a problem that plagued my youth was the menacing hole in the ozone, threatening to melt all our faces off. Well, a giant one the size of 3 Greenlands, I have no clue how big that is, opened up in March, but has since shut itself down. Good, that's the last thing we need. Now, before you go thinking it was COVID-19 related, it wasn't, say the specialists. Instead, it appeared thanks to a long-lasting polar vortex. The hell's a polar vortex? Sounds like how the dimension of demons invades Earth. Oh, that explains the murder hornets.
Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
All right, Monday's in the can. We did it. On to the worst day of the week, Tuesday, next on... Hey, have a great day.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.